Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, December 10th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish viewers. Have a good time. I know it's hard in the age of COVID, but, you know, there's nothing we can do. Got to make the best of it. So it is Hanukkah begins this evening. All right, so the big story, everybody knows the big story, and I'm going to get into this in a way that I hope will be helpful to you. So, state of Texas, in a lawsuit that is very, very well thought out, has petitioned the Supreme Court of the United States to vacate the vote in four states, all right, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The state of Texas is saying to the court, there was fraud in these votes in those four states because the states did not live up to their own constitution. So the voting apparatus in Pennsylvania, for example, violated what the Pennsylvania Constitution says, and for the other states as well. Okay. That is not a real debatable issue. Those four states did violate their own mandates, their own state mandates. They did. Now, they have excuses, COVID, this, that, and the other thing. But that's where the state of Texas starts. And then it says to the Supreme Court, look, all of our people in Texas who voted for Donald Trump are disenfranchised. Their vote is negated by illegality in those four swing states. So that's a constitutional issue that you, the Supreme Court, have to deal with. And you have to find a remedy for it. That's the key word, remedy for it. So 18 other states, and I'm going to name them, have joined with Texas to say the same thing. And it is a very clever, well thought out lawsuit. Here are the states: Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Arizona, and West Virginia. Now, Arizona did not go for Trump, but the state legislature is Republican. So they have joined this suit. That's interesting. That's the only state that is in there with Texas that voted against Donald Trump, Arizona. Isn't that interesting? Now, the Supreme Court's in a tight spot. As you know, it dismissed the Pennsylvania lawsuit. It just wouldn't even hear it. You know, and the thinking was, look, you had a year to correct this, Pennsylvania, and you didn't do it in the year, so why are you bothering us now? You reap what you sow. That was the rationalization for the court to say, we're not going to get involved with this. Here, it's a little more complicated, but I still think that the Supreme Court is not going to take the case. They won't hear it. And they'll say the state of Texas does not have, quote unquote, standing to sue the other states on election issues when the states themselves are responsible for how they conduct the elections, which is true, which is why we need a new federal law that there are some standards. Okay, now I could be wrong on that. Supreme Court should say, all right, we're going to hear this and we're going to stay everything until we decide. But remember, if the court does that, they have to find, the nine justices have to find a remedy for the four swing states not upholding their own constitution. What would the remedy be? You're going to throw out those electoral votes? Well, if they do that, then Trump wins. And then the election is overturned. And then there's massive violence all over the country. Now, I know you're going to write to me saying, well, that shouldn't be a consideration. Judges should just rule on a constitution. But here, there are a lot of variables. And whenever a justice or a judge rules, they should be taking into account what the consequences of the ruling may be. So Roe v. Wade, for example, when the Supreme Court ruled it was legal in the USA to have an abortion, the consequence was that hundreds of millions of babies or potential human beings or whatever you want to describe it at were exterminated. That was the consequence. Now, if I'm a Supreme Court justice, I don't want that on my conscience.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, here in New York, where I live, I don't know for how much longer. I want to hang in, but getting hard. So since 2010, 10 years ago, 1.5 million people, residents of New York, have left. 1.5 million in 10 years out of here. And many, many more have left, but we don't know about it. Okay? So the state's population has dropped to 19 million. And the state has lost electoral votes and Congress people. And the recent COVID thing, about 500,000 bailed, most from New York City, which population is dropping rapidly in New York City. So I estimate that because of Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, that another 1 million New York residents will leave next year. 1 million. All right, so that'll bring it up to 2.5 million people have left New York. So why are they leaving? Roll the tape.
I believe we're going to have to raise taxes at the end of the day, in any event. But the question is how much in taxes, right? Because then you have to do it as part of a budget and balance the budget.
Okay, is he that? He is the reason. New York is mismanaged on every level. Everything's going bankrupt because nobody watches the money. The state sells out to the unions. It has astronomical pensions it's paying to union people. And the taxpayers can't pay any more tax because New York is the highest tax state in the nation. Yet that guy, the governor of the state, we're going to raise more. Now, they'll tell you we're going to raise taxes on the rich. All right, that's what they'll tell you. But corporations are leaving New York. I mean, it's like the Jews leaving Egypt. Remember when the Red Sea parted? Well, I expect to see the Hudson River part and everybody just march across. Not that New Jersey's much better, but it's better than New York. So Cuomo knows. He's not a stupid man. De Blasio is a foolish man. Cuomo's not. He knows. So he's going to have to raise taxes again because the state owes, I don't know, $73 billion? Yeah, over the next 4 years, the state is going to owe $73 billion. Can't pay it. All right, so now, well, we'll raise taxes on the rich. The rich are already paying an enormous amount of money to the state government here. But that's not what they're going to do. So in New York City, there's a proposal that everybody who lives in New York, every time you order something on the internet, no matter what it is, if it comes in a package, you have to pay $3 to the city. Every package you get from the internet, you pay $3. Well, who's that going to hurt? Working and poor people. That's what they're going to try to do. They can't just tax the rich. It's not enough. Not nearly enough. Most people aren't wealthy or affluent. They're just getting by. Back with a final thought on my sugar odyssey in a moment.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
All right, so earlier this week, I told you that my physician told me I have high blood sugar, and if I don't knock the sugar down, my fingers will fall off or my nose or something bad will happen. So, of course, I researched it right away. Listen to this. 43% of Americans are obese, not overweight, not chubby, obese, 43%. 11% have diabetes, probably more, that don't even know it. Okay, why? Because of sugar. Sugar is found in bread, sweets, ketchup, tomato sauce, cereal, soup, cured meats, salad dressing, crackers, peanut butter, fruit juice, soda, hot dogs, dairy, on and on and on and on. Everything has sugar. Everything. So I go to Whole Foods last night. My little mask on. They still recognize me and they were very nice. But I go to Whole Foods. I'm looking for stuff to eat that's not loaded with sugar. All right? I got my little basket. I'm going up and down the aisles. Now, I usually don't do that. I have to confess. I usually have, you know, other people shop. But I have to knock the sugar out. So the first thing I got, there's kale. I can't. All right, so kale is out. Then I go to the fruit section. I can't eat orange or any of that. Now, I can eat berries. And I can eat some nuts. I feel like a squirrel. So I'm loading up on berries and nuts, okay? And the squirrels in the backyard are going, what are you doing? And then I go and I try to get a beverage, stuff to drink. That kid uses nothing to drink. The diet soda is worse than the other soda. And the other soda has 11 teaspoons of sugar. You drink a Coke, it's got 11 teaspoons of sugar. All right, the average American ingests 42 teaspoons of sugar every day, 42. And it was me, I was eating all of this stuff. But I wasn't overeating, I wasn't binge eating. I thought I was moderate on it. No. All right, so now I got Parmesan crisps. They don't have any sugar in it. They taste pretty good, I have to say. I got some of them. I got shrimp, all right? I can go with that. But the cocktail sauce for the shrimp, you know, it's right on the edge. So I got Irish oatmeal, put a little honey on it, and then I put the blueberries, but not too many. This is crazy stuff, all right? So everything I eat, I can eat steak, and I knocked out the burgers a long time ago, but I could eat them because they want you to eat protein. But then your cholesterol goes, So I'm not going to become a fanatic or a vegan or any of that. So my vegan friends are like running in with juice from Guatemala. And I'm going, no. I have to confess, if it doesn't taste good, I'm not eating it. I'll find enough stuff to keep me alive. All right. And I'll comb. If you have any suggestions, ram them on in. Diet soda, awful. I don't do that. No diet soda. Okay, so this is it. I'm on my campaign. I'll keep you posted. I'm sorry. I hope it's not boring, but check your blood sugar, please. Check your blood sugar. You don't want all this bad stuff that happens. See you soon.